All right, welcome to the podcast. It's going to be the first episode. Pretty much what's going to be happening is that I'm just going to be going over my initial first impressions of One Piece as I'm going through it. I've already read all the way up through the Fishman Island arc, which is the post-time skip. So I'm a little bit more than halfway through the manga at this point, and I've only seen the anime up through Enies Lobby. For those of you guys that are still kind of newer like me, you might not know where all that is at this point, but that being said, that's where I'm at. I'm still relatively new, so this first episode's going to kind of be going over the first couple arcs in the book and the show. So, starting off, my first impression when I first started watching and reading it, I loved it from the very beginning. I thought it was really cool, really different, because the only experience I had with any type of anime or manga was with like Naruto or Dragon Ball and stuff like that, and this was wildly different. The characters are a lot more exaggerated, the art style is really weird, but you know, as I've gone through it, I've grown to love it, so... I think you guys will too. Hopefully you'll enjoy listening to me kind of talk about it a bit. So let's see if we're going to go start from the beginning. So it kind of starts off with Luffy being kind of careless, getting swept away in a storm, ending up in a barrel, and he gets carried on to this pirate ship. You know? And... that's just funny because you learn all this stuff about Luffy right away. Is he just does not care about anything. You know, if he dies, he dies. He doesn't give a fuck. That's just his mentality. And you don't learn this until later once you figure out what his devil fruit is or what a devil fruit is. But he can't swim because of it. So, you know, he's in the water. Getting ready to die. He's like, you know what? I'm going to die. I don't care. Cool. Bye. I didn't even get to start off my journey. He was fine with it. And it's just interesting that he was able to be that content. You know, he's a very interesting character. So it starts off like that. And, you know, then we meet Kobe, who is... really interesting character. I love Kobe. He's super cool. He, you know, starts off kind of wimpy, kind of weird, kind of like crybaby. But he ends up becoming one of my favorite characters, at least later on down the road. But starting with this part, so it starts off with Kobe's on the pirate ship, and he's this evil Lady Alvida's cabin boy. And he... you know, doesn't like her or whatever, but he's too scared to do anything. So then he meets Luffy. And when he meets Luffy, you know, he starts to get this courage to maybe think that he can do what he wants to do. And that's one of the cool things about Luffy is he inspires everybody that he meets, you know. So that's the entire first couple episodes, first couple chapters of the manga is just him getting introduced, him meeting Kobe, and then finally him... getting Kobe to leave that pirate ship and for Kobe to try to realize his dream of being a Marine, which is very different than Luffy. They're very much opposites because Luffy wants to be king of the pirates and Kobe wants to be an admiral in the Marines. So, you know, they join together for a short while. And once they finally defeat Alvida, which is super easy because, you know, she's kind of a piece of shit character and Luffy just destroys her in 2 seconds. So then they set out on their own, and they end up coming to this village where they find Zoro. And, you know, Kobe is very apprehensive. He's like, you don't want this guy. He's a pirate hunter. He's a bounty hunter. You're not going to get along. He's not a good person. All he does is kill people and do it all for money. So Kobe's very apprehensive. The second Luffy hears about this guy, he goes, I want him. He is on my ship. I don't care what he has to say about it. I want him. So they go ahead and try to find him. They see him. He's basically being tortured and held captive by this Marine captain, Axan Morgan, who is a horrible person. Definitely kind of... I love the show because it shows the very much the duality in the pirates can be good, but they're also bad. Same thing with the Marines. They can be good and bad, so you can't... There's a very, very gray moral area. Not one side is perfect, and not one side is the good guy. Because with this example of Morgan, he's completely the worst human being in the show at that point. All he wants to do, he'll kill kids just for looking at people wrong, you know, for not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And so the reason Zoro's being held captive is because the captain's son, Helmeppo, ended up feeling upset and disrespected by this girl. And Zoro stood up for her, and Helmeppo said, "Well, if you spend a month with no food, no water, I'll let you go. You're fine. You can pay for that." But he was really actually just going to kill him. He doesn't even care, and it's really crazy how intense stuff gets right away in the show. It's not, "Oh, let's start off all happy, and then about 20 episodes down the line, then we'll start getting into stuff." It's like literally, "Oh, hey, I was going to have you executed. And I lied to you about it, so ha ha ha, I'm going to laugh in your face, stomp on your boots," type of person. And it's here where Luffy goes up to him and he's like, "Hey, if I rescue you, you got to be on my crew." And Zoro's like, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm not a pirate. That's not me." And Luffy's like, "Well, this guy was going to kill you anyway. So either you let me save you and you join me, or you die." And he's like, "Well, no, even if I wanted to, I don't have my sword, so I couldn't even do anything." So Luffy goes ahead without even being prompted, just like, "You know what, I'm going to go get your swords for you. I'm going to help you." Because that's what a good friend does. And that's a big thing in One Piece, is it's just a big story about friendship, and I love it so much. So Luffy goes off and gets the swords. And he, you know, runs into Helmeppo. He kidnaps him and tries to get the swords. He gets the swords, brings them back to Zoro, and releases Zoro. It's great. And once they get back there, they finally get cornered by all the Marines. And one of the Marines has a gun to Kobe's head. And is like, "Hey, I'm going to kill Kobe unless you guys back down and you let us, like, arrest you." And without even hesitating, you know, Luffy's like, I'm gonna save Kobe." But without even trying to defend himself, he has Captain Morgan's about to chop his head off. Just with pure, unrelenting trust for Zoro, even though they just met, he goes and saves Kobe as Zoro comes in behind him and takes out Morgan. And it's amazing. It just shows you how inspiring Luffy can be to others just from the meeting of them, you know, because they hadn't met each other up to that point. They didn't know each other. They weren't friends. They were actually opposites. Same thing with Luffy and Kobe. Same thing with a lot of the crew members to come. They're complete opposites. They don't know each other. They would otherwise be enemies. So once they finally defeat the captain, all the other Marines are super happy because they hated him because he was an evil person. And because of that, they let Luffy and Zoro go. But Kobe doesn't want to be a pirate. He wants to be a Marine. So he stays back, and they let him join the Marines. So him and Helmeppo become cabin boys on a Marine ship. Which is awesome because it's kind of redeeming for Helmeppo, because he started off as this kind of like jerk, piece of crap character. No one liked him. you know, but as you go through the story, you start to grow and kind of understand that it was just the way he was raised. It wasn't, that's how he wants to be. So Kobe and Hompo stay in, they become Marines, and then Zoro and Luffy set off to do their own thing. Okay, and so now you move into the next arc, which is, it's Orange Town, I believe. So in that arc, you meet Nami for the first time. So what happens is Nami steals this map with the Grand Line. And this is what we find out the Grand Line is basically the most dangerous part of the ocean. There's a red line which cuts the world in half, and then there's the Grand Line which cuts the world in half the other way. And so the big thing about the Grand Line is the one piece that Luffy's trying to find so he can be the Pirate King is at the end of the Grand Line. So she finds this map of the Grand Line because she wants to make a chart of the world. So she likes to take maps so she can, you know, make her own fully developed chart. So she steals it from these notorious pirates in the town. And Luffy just ends up just out of coincidence, falling out of the sky in front of her, saving her from the pirates that had caught up to her, trying to get her to steal the, or trying to get her from stealing the map. And, you know, she's quick on her toes. She says that Luffy's her boss, you know, trying to get out of trouble, and she ends up pretending to betray him and giving the map back in exchange for her life by giving them Luffy. And what ends up happening is Luffy gets stuck in a jail cell type situation while he's waiting for Zoro to come save him. And Zoro ends up coming to save him, but he ends up fighting Buggy the Clown, who's the captain of the pirates that they're up against. And Buggy is a clown, but he has a special devil fruit that lets him separate parts of his body from his entire body, so he can't be cut because it'll just make his body separate. He can fly as long as his feet are on the ground, stuff like that. It's a really weird fruit because there's a lot of applications, but he doesn't use it very well. So Zoro finally ends up stopping him and then cutting the bars so Luffy can get out of the, or he doesn't cut the bars yet. That's a different part in the books. Because he can't go through steel yet, but he ends up carrying Luffy in the jail thing on his back all the way across town, you know, and then he finally gets to where they can let Luffy out, and they finally all are able to escape. So then they escape, and they take Nami on. She says she doesn't want to be a pirate, she's not going to be a pirate, but she'll still go with them until she has to leave. Just because she does need someone to protect her until she can get back to where she needs to go. So from there on, we end up going to Syrup Village, which is where we meet Usopp for the first time. And I love Usopp. He's one of my favorite characters. Love him, love him, love him. He's so good, so funny. Most relatable because, you know, he's the only one on the Straw Hats that's actually realistically scared about the things that they come up against. So you go, they get to Syrup Village, and, you know, the first thing they do when they get there is they meet Usopp, and Usopp is a liar. And so what he does, when they first meet him, he's like, I got so many million men behind me, I'm gonna kill you, I'm the great Captain Usopp. You know, and then Nami points out that he's lying, obviously, and he kind of lets it slip that he was. But Luffy, you know, notices immediately that it reminds him of another pirate that he knew who was a part of Shanks' crew. And that was Usopp's dad, was Yasa, who was one of the crewmates for Shanks. And Shanks is the one that kind of inspired Luffy to become a pirate. So since he realized that Usopp was the son of Yasa, he wanted to become his friend right away. They really got off really well. They went and had dinner together. They had a good time. But at this point, Luffy's just trying to find a ship. And so he asks Usopp where he can find a ship, and Usopp's like, well, you know, I'd like to help you out, but there's no ships on the island. The only people that would have it would be the Princess Kaya. And she wouldn't let you do that. They probably wouldn't let you do that just because, you know, they don't know you. Yeah. And so it cuts to Usopp talking to Kaya. And apparently these two have a long-standing relationship where he just goes and tells her these fantastical stories. And she loves it. She knows he's lying, but she just loves it anyway because he can make her happy and he makes her laugh. But her butler hates Usopp. And we find out later that the butler is actually the captain of a very bad pirate crew called the Kuro Pirates, the Cat Pirates. But he doesn't like Usopp at all, and he kicks him out, you know, and he ends up not wanting to go back and talk to Kaya because he thinks it's ridiculous that she would let him talk to him that way. So Usopp and Luffy are hanging out, they're just talking, and they happen to hear Captain Kuro talking to another pirate, his first mate Django, who looks like Michael Jackson, and it's awesome, it's so funny. So he's talking to him and he's like, hey, I'm going to kill the princess, but you need to hypnotize her into writing me into her will so we can inherit the money so we can steal her fortune. And so he does, so he wants to. And so they end up doing that. But Luffy immediately falls off the rock and is like, you want to kill who? You know, and he just falls. And they all think he died because it was such a big fall, so they don't think anything of it. Usopp runs into town trying to tell people that the prince is going to die, but no one's going to believe him because he's a liar, you know. So no one believes him, so he runs back to Luffy and Zoro and Nami. He's like, hey, you guys need to help me. I can't let her die, you know, whatever. So they end up trying to come to a rescue, and what they do is they finally catch up to Captain Kuro, and they have this big all-out battle with the Kuro pirates, and Zoro destroys everybody. Luffy beats Captain Kuro super easy. It's awesome. It's where you get to see Gum Gum Gatling move for the first time, which is awesome. I love his Gum Gum Gatling. It's super cool. But yeah, so they fight everybody. Usopp gets his ass handed to him because he's weak, because he's Usopp. But he still is brave and he wants to stand up for what's right. So he ends up following Kaya because she was getting chased by some of the pirates. And he ends up saving her from the guy trying to hypnotize her. Once all the pirates are defeated, Kaya, as a thanks to Luffy, gives them their first ever pirate ship, the Going Merry. And it's a wonderful ship. They all have a great time in it. And from this point on, they sail off into the distance with their new crew, which includes Usopp, Nami, Zoro, and Luffy. And then that will get into my next favorite arc, the Baratier arc, which is where you meet Sanji for the first time and you learn about the Warlords of the Sea and stuff like that. And it's really exciting. So I'm going to be talking about that on the next podcast that I do. So stay tuned for that. Have a wonderful day, guys.